The bill will be reported subject to amendment to the full committee.
Those words from Senator Jerry Moran sent the fiscal 2017 Senate Agriculture Appropriations Bill to the full committee, where it will be considered on Thursday. The Kansas Republican chairs the subcommittee, which reported the bill Tuesday afternoon in a quick meeting lasting less than 15 minutes. The bill allocates just shy of $148 billion in discretionary and mandatory funding for the Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration. That's $21.7 billion below President Obama's budget request, but $7.1 billion above the enacted fiscal 2016 level. Moran says the bill does a good job of balancing priorities on a budget.
The bill today will recommend within our allocation of $21.250 billion, which is $250 million below last year's enacted level, a reduction in funding. But despite that reduction, we are recommending what I believe to be a solid bipartisan bill that will address critical needs and maintain proper oversight. The bill reflects consideration carefully of Agriculture and Food and Drug Administration priorities, and is an example of that those priorities can be maintained while paying strict attention to fiscal discipline.
Moran specifically mentioned several aspects of the bill, including agricultural research.
The bill places significant emphasis on agricultural research conducted by the Agricultural Research Service and our land-grant and non-land-grant university system through the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Today's research funding, it totals $2.54 billion, a $70 million increase above 16 enacted levels. The amount includes $375 million for the Agriculture and Food Research Initiative, a $25 million increase above last year's enacted level, representing the highest funding levels since that program was created.
Among other things, the bill also allocates almost $2.8 billion for the FDA. That's an increase of $39 million in fiscal 2016 funding. Moran said at the hearing that the additional funding would help fund implementation of the Food Safety Modernization Act. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.